You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
After years of getting ripped off by big wireless providers, there's finally a better option. Mint Mobile is the affordable premium wireless service that you buy online, starting at just $15 a month. By cutting out retail stores, Mint Mobile got rid of the crazy overhead costs so that you could score some sweet savings every month. To get your new wireless phone plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/save. That's mintmobile.com/save.
Here's a program from our archives. In the Eastern Orthodox tradition, this is Holy Week, culminating in Easter Sunday. The sounds we're listening to were recorded at a church in Astoria, Queens, during the celebration of Midnight Mass on the eve of Greek Orthodox Easter. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Well, Astoria is the city with the second largest Greek population after Athens.
Philip Metzidakis is an American of Greek descent who was raised in the Eastern Orthodox tradition.
The midnight service is called the Resurrection Service, and it's without a doubt the most important day in the calendar. At midnight, all the lights are extinguished in the church, and the priest comes from behind the doors in the altar carrying a candle. He walks to someone in the front row and lights their candle, and these people who receive the light of the resurrection, the light is a symbol of the resurrection, pass the light from candle to candle, and the light fills the church. Everybody leaves the church just before midnight, singing a song, the words of which mean Jesus Christ has risen from the dead through death, conquering death. At midnight, at the moment of the resurrection, all the families have gone to church together, all standing sort of huddled in these little insular units, and everybody kisses everybody and says, Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. And it's a very touching moment. In the moment of conquering death, it has a certain meaning to kiss your grandparents at that point, who you know you'll be burying soon, and to be kissing the children who are coming up, who will be replacing the next generation. And there's a feeling of the weight of centuries. People have been saying these prayers unchanged for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.